be more human isn't exactly our strategy. So what does this human connection actually look like day to day? The goal at every single touchpoint should be to surprise and delight. That's it. That's the strategy. If you can make someone think, wow, I wasn't expecting that, you suddenly have their attention and trust. Hello and welcome to From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm your host, Nikki Hutchison, and I'm delighted you're here. I want to talk to you about something today that I'm seeing play out in real time across my own business, my clients' businesses, and the entire online space. Selling has changed. And I don't mean it shifted or evolved a little bit. The way we need to sell in 2026 is fundamentally different from what worked even a year or so ago. If you're doing everything you think you should be doing, posting consistently, sending automated emails, showing up on socials, and you're still not seeing the sales come through, this episode is going to help you understand why, and more importantly, what you can do about it. By the end of the episode, you'll understand exactly what's changed, why the old approach of build a big list and broadcast to it isn't enough anymore, and the specific actions you can take this week to start selling in a way that's going to work right now. Before we get into it, are you a member of the Marketing Insiders Club yet? Every Monday at 9 a.m. UK time, I host a live Marketing Monday session on Zoom where we work through real marketing and sales challenges and issues together. This week's episode actually came from a conversation we had on Monday's call. And some of what I'm sharing today was sparked directly by the brilliant questions from the community. The Marketing Insiders Club is £39 a month for agency-level strategic support. The doors are officially closed right now, but as a valued podcast listener, if you want in, head to nikkihutchison.com/membership, where you'll be able to join today. For years, there was a straightforward formula. Build your email list. Get a certain number of people signed up to your webinar or masterclass. Know that roughly 30% would show up live. Then know that between 2 and 8% of those people would usually convert into your paid offering. It was almost mathematical. And for a long time, it worked. And you might still be seeing some of those rough figures. But overall, it's not working like that anymore. Not without something or a few extra things. So many more people are being bombarded with so many different messages online that they don't know who to trust. They need more from you before they will invest with you. And here's the good news, because this is genuinely good news. The people who care enough to build real relationships with their audience are the ones who are going to rise up to the top. The businesses and business owners who treat everyone the same take a blanket approach and assume that a certain percentage will buy just because they're shouting about their offers, are already struggling. This is a massive opportunity for those of us who are prepared to evolve and to do the work. So let me show you what that work looks like in practice. I ran my annual event that I co-host with my friend Abby C, Adventures in Marketing, at the start of February. Normally, we sell around half of next year's tickets on the day of the event. People are buzzing, they've had an incredible experience, and they want to lock in their spot for next year at the best price. This year, in the rush to get ready, although we updated the AIM 27 sales page, we missed out updating a link on the website homepage. This meant that a lot of people who wanted to buy on the day were telling us right there when we were standing on the stage trying to sell to them that they couldn't work out how to do it. Consequently, we didn't hit our usual numbers in that moment. And that was the rather large nudge that I needed to remind myself I can no longer assume that sales will happen in the way they used to without me putting in significantly more effort. So here's what I did. I spent my entire weekend doing personal outreach. I went through the list of everyone who'd attended the event. I sent individual thank you messages. I sent voice notes. I sent reminder messages, letting people know that the super early bird price was ending. When people messaged back asking about payment plans, I set those up. When people replied saying, "It looks amazing, I wish I'd been there," I went straight back to them personally saying, "Now's the best time if you want to be part of it next year." And I backed all of this up publicly. I captured as much of the incredible feedback from attendees as I could and shared it across the Adventures in Marketing and my own social channels. So when someone received a personal message from me, they could then go and see dozens of other people independently saying what a brilliant experience they'd had. It wasn't just me saying it was great, there was a body of evidence. I did all of this myself. No team, just me prioritizing future sales. Now here's the important bit. Even if that sales page had been ready on the day, I would still have done all of that outreach. And I firmly believe that it would have increased our ticket sales beyond what we would normally expect. Because this is the level of effort required to make sales today. If you're listening to this and thinking, blimey, that sounds exhausting, then brace yourself because this is what it takes now. And there's another piece to this that keeps being reinforced to me. I saw an agency owner share content recently about the fact that she'd stepped back from being the face of her brand. She had decided she wanted to grow a more professional, company-first brand and remove herself from the front line. She did it, and her revenue dropped by 30%. She's now switched back to putting herself front and centre so that she can rebuild. 30%, that's not a small dip. That's a significant chunk of revenue gone because the opportunity for human connection was no longer available. It doesn't matter what you sell, whether it's a service, a product, even an agency offering. As the founder, as the leader of your business, you have to be visible. People want that relationship with you. If they can't feel who's behind a brand, it feels off. And in a world where AI is generating more and more of the content that we see, that human connection is fast becoming the only thing that sets you apart, which makes it incredibly valuable. I know this can feel scary. We're humans. That's how we're wired. It's supposed to feel vulnerable to put yourself out there. But we're also determined business owners who want to create our own success and help as many people as possible while we're doing it. So we tackle the hard things, don't we? Let's normalize that. But be more human isn't exactly our strategy. So what does this human connection actually look like day to day? The goal at every single touchpoint should be to surprise and delight. That's it. That's the strategy. If you can make someone think, wow, I wasn't expecting that, you suddenly have their attention and trust. I want to give you some specific ways that I'm doing this right now. When someone joins a waitlist, I'll go into my email system and send them a manual individual email. Not an automated one. I'll literally put the subject line, not an automated email, and write something personal inside like, hi, this is actual Nikki. Thanks for joining the waitlist. Here's what you can expect next. I'll also look at who's joined and go and find them on another platform. If they've signed up via email, I'll search for their business on LinkedIn or Instagram and send them a voice note there. Cross-platform outreach. It takes more effort, but it creates a completely different impression and feeling than yet another automated sequence landing in your inbox. I'm also sending physical things out by post. We used to send birthday cards to families when I ran my dance company, and they absolutely loved it. Especially now when nobody gets anything except junk mail through their letterbox, a handwritten thank you card or a postcard from your business, even without a discount code attached, just an acknowledgement will stand out enormously in 2026. We all want to be acknowledged, especially in this age of AI, more so now than ever. In fact, if you're already a member of the Marketing Insiders Club, then I'm recording this having just been to the post office to send you something extra special through the post. You might be listening to this and thinking, Nikki, I'm a one-person business. I don't have a team. How am I supposed to do all of this? And it's a fair question, but the answer is to be organized about it. I've mentioned this on the podcast before. Every night I use my planner and I write my three key tasks for the following day. And one of those key tasks for today was to get my member thing, I'm not going to say what it is because it's a surprise for them, ready and off to the post office today. So that's done. I did that myself. No team involved. At the weekend, when I talked about doing all of that outreach for Adventures in Marketing 27, I negotiated some alone time from my family. Then I took the full attendee list and I opened it up and I was ticking people off on my laptop as I went. Every time I sent a voice note or a message, I marked it up. so that when I ran out of time, I knew exactly where I needed to pick things up again. In fact, I haven't quite finished them all, so I know exactly where to start in the next day or so. Create pockets of time and guard them fiercely. Whether that's an hour on a Sunday morning or a couple of hours midweek, treat your outreach time with the same respect that you would give a client call. If it's not in the diary, it really will not happen. That's my experience. And try and use a leads tracker. We have a simple leads tracker spreadsheet with tabs for each offering. One for the membership, one for adventures in marketing, one for Fully Booked Bootcamp, and so on. And we have drop-down menus so that we can identify where each lead came from. It's nothing fancy. Sometimes it's automated, sometimes it's not. I like to do the outreach manually because it helps me maintain that connection with my audience and give them the personal touch. It also means nobody falls through the cracks. And I like to try and batch my outreach into focused blocks rather than dipping in and out throughout the day. There's nothing worse than spending half your time trying to remember where you got to on your list. If you do decide to jump into the Marketing Insiders Club, you get a blank copy of our outreach spreadsheet ready to use in the membership. And there's one more thing I want to cover because it came up brilliantly on our membership call this week. If there are issues that you suspect are barriers preventing people from buying from you, engaging with you, or responding to your content, talk about those issues. Address them directly in your content and conversations. One of our brand new community members, Claire, has very recently joined the membership. She runs craft classes and had a weekly session that hadn't been booked all year. She had sent personal emails to 39 parents, got one reply. Then she put out a Facebook post, no image, no video, just text only, that opened with questions about the challenges parents of neurodivergent children face when it comes to crafts. It was timely, it was specific, and it spoke to something that was already on her audience's radar. They were feeling this. That post got over 2,000 views, brought her 12 new followers, and started meaningful conversations with people who had never engaged before. A big uptick on her previous results. So why did it work? Because she identified something that really mattered to her audience and addressed it head on. She didn't dance around it. She named the barrier and people responded. So let's think about your business. What are the unspoken objections that your potential customers have? What are the things people are thinking but not saying? Those are your most powerful content topics. And I want to finish with something that I think a lot of you need to hear. Selling is okay. In fact, it's more than okay. Selling is essential. Without it, your business doesn't exist and you can't help anybody, including yourself. So what is the point? Seriously, there is no point if you won't or don't make sales. 9 times out of 10, if you're not making enough sales, it's because you're not selling enough. You're giving incredible value. I see so many of you doing that brilliantly, but then you're not following up with an actual offer. One approach I really admire is adding your current offer into the first comment of every piece of content you post. This can be automated depending what piece of software you're using as well. We use Adobe Express and you can do it on there. So keep creating your valuable content, keep sharing your expertise, and then in the first comment, paste your offer. Every single time. It's selling without interrupting the value delivery. And it normalizes the fact that, yes, you have something to sell, and that is a good thing. So here's my challenge to you this week. Pick one of the strategies we've talked about today and put it into action. Send personal voice notes to people who've recently followed you or engaged with your business. You might even want to level up and send personalized videos, really short ones. Create a piece of content that addresses an unspoken barrier that your audience faces. Add your offer to the first comment of every post you publish this week. Send a handwritten thank you card to a client. Just pick one of these things. Do it this week and see what happens. Come back and tell me. DM me on Instagram or LinkedIn and let me know. And because I always want to practice what I preach, I'm putting myself under scrutiny here. I'm launching Fully Booked Bootcamp for the 5th cohort in March. And I'm going to be adding in more human connection than I've ever had during one of my launches. I'm going to test it, measure it, and report back to you on what worked and what didn't. If you're on the waitlist, I want you to hold me to it. Tell me if you've heard from me personally. And if you haven't, call me out because I'm proving that this approach works. And I want to share those results with you transparently. By the way, you can join the waitlist at nikkihutchison.com/fully-booked-bootcamp. And if you want to learn more about what's working in online business today, as well as see behind the scenes of everything I'm doing and follow along with my launches in real time, join the Marketing Insiders Club, where I share everything, and I mean everything, that I'm doing in my business and for our clients and the results that they're creating. Check it out now at nikkihutchison.com/membership. And my final ask, if you find this episode helpful, I would love it if you would share it with a fellow business owner who needs to hear my advice. Inside the Marketing Insiders Club, this is what I love doing most. It is the absolute best place to work through exactly these kinds of challenges with a supportive community of business owners who get it. And people are selling to each other in there too. That's how comfortable they've got with selling. So who knows what's waiting for you inside. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of From Overlooked to Fully Booked. I'm Nikki Hutchison, and I'll be back next Friday at 7 a.m. with more actionable marketing strategies to help you become fully booked. Until then, take care and keep marketing. Oh, wait, I nearly forgot. There's something really special coming up that I know you're going to love. I'm hosting a live experience called Get Fully Booked. It's more than a challenge. It's going to involve many opportunities for you to network, for you to get to know how you can do all of the things that I recommend you do, but how to do them in less time and get better results. And because I know that human connection is what you all need more of right now, there are going to be additional opportunities to connect both online and in person. If that sounds like your kind of business fun, then make sure you sign up for that at nikkihutchison.com/FBC. And I'll see you in there.